Okay, here's read number one. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Wisconsin will get $86 million less than requested from federal funding to make upgrades to Interstate 94 near the Foxconn factory. The state had requested $246 million to expand the highway for the Taiwanese company's factory. And while Wisconsin will receive $160 million for the project, it is not yet known from where the rest of the money will come. Assembly Minority Leader Gordon Hintz said, quote, only Governor Walker could tout an $86 million shortfall as a victory. Okay, here's read number two. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. The Wisconsin Supreme Court has affirmed the use of TIF districts by municipalities to help revitalize blighted areas. The municipalities can offer grants to developers and fund roads and other infrastructure in the tax incremental financing districts. The money comes from property tax revenue. Conservative law firm Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty filed a lawsuit in 2015 challenging the use of a TIF district to help fund the new Confluence Arts Center in downtown Eau Claire. And the Brewers lost to the Indians yesterday 3-1. They have today off, then go to Philadelphia for a three-game series with the Phillies starting tomorrow night. Okay, here's read number three. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. At a news conference yesterday, Milwaukee Police Chief Alfonso Morales said he didn't see half of the videos from the arrest of Milwaukee Bucks player Sterling Brown in January. Morales told reporters he instead focused on the arrest and tasing of Brown. Video obtained by the Journal Sentinel and others on Monday showed disturbing behavior by Milwaukee police officers. One officer is shown standing on Brown's ankle while he is handcuffed on the ground. Another officer can be heard singing about getting overtime pay. Okay, here's read number four. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. House Speaker Paul Ryan said yesterday that he agrees with House Oversight and Reform Chairman Trey Gowdy that there is no evidence that the Department of Justice improperly spied on Donald Trump's presidential campaign. The Justice Department has now offered lawmakers a third classified briefing next week in an effort to set the record straight. In addition to Ryan and Gowdy, Senate Intelligence Committee Chairman Richard Burr also said he has seen no evidence that the Trump campaign was spied on. The three Republicans are at odds with Donald Trump, who says the DOJ planted a spy in his campaign to help Hillary Clinton win the election. Okay, here's the forecast. Outside this afternoon, mostly sunny. Then mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the low 50s in Milwaukee, upper 50s in Madison. Tomorrow, a 50% chance of rain with highs in the upper 60s in Milwaukee, low 70s in Madison. Saturday, cloudy in the morning, sunny in the afternoon, highs in the upper 60s in Milwaukee, mid 70s in the Madison area. You're listening to Resistance Radio.